And good evening. Welcome to Cave Studios tonight. Jeff Bowman along with Mr. Fred Smith as we are here bringing you Saint Sports Weekly tonight. Brought to you by Siena Heights University and also Magic Fountain, Mini Storage, and Auto Wash. So welcome inside the Cave Studios. Glad you're joining us tonight, as it's always a great time here talking some Siena Heights University athletics. And Fredo, good to have you on, bud.
Yeah, it's always good to be on as things are heating up in winter sports or around the country and around the county and, or you know, with our local college teams and specifically Siena Heights, as things are really rolling now. And it seems like Siena, especially the women, have fought the COVID bug successfully and seem
right
to be back on track, as they're going to have – in fact, they're playing tonight down at Lourdes, I believe.
Yes, they are. They are. That's one of the first makeups, the one that we were supposed to have the doubleheader, and
right,
you and Pat just did the guys' game that night. And then they play so tonight, and then they play Wednesday, I believe.
Yeah.
And then Saturday.
Yep.
And then we're back at it Monday,
Monday,
against Aquinas. So we're going to be doing that game in replacement of the Lord's game. So we're going to have them on a standalone game next week, and so we'll see what's happened there. I did see over the weekend, though, Fred, that Peyton Banks was on the floor on Saturday.
Yeah, she had 11 rebounds and didn't have a prolific scoring night, but when, you know, her presence, I mean, that is just outstanding. You know, when we saw her over the break, you know, she was limping pretty good, and they were worried that she, you know, they were worried that it was going to be a 4 to 6 week injury, and
right,
and evidently it was just bruised and not torn, her cartilage, so that bodes well for the Lady Saints for sure.
Yeah,
they could have used her last Wednesday, though.
Right. But you know, at least when you have a bruise, that you can fight through that and you're not hurting it anymore and
right,
injuring it. And you just have to deal with the pain somewhat. So, well, any word?
Well, you know, I just, Corey and I, yeah, when I'm getting a little older, I'm not as good a multitasker as I used to be when I coached and AD'd and everything. Trying to text and talk is, I guess my education didn't help me with that. But right now, Corey Graham, our SID, we're just trying to locate Coach McKim, our guest for tonight, talking about the 4-0 Siena Heights men's volleyball team, which got off to a good start up in a tournament in Grand Rapids, I believe, this weekend. And,
yep,
you know, and we've had, you know, good tradition in that program over the last number of years. I was just trying to do my homework, and I think we've been 500 or above 500 the last 6 years, and abbreviated season last year as it was mostly conference. We were 11-7, 7-5 overall. So I also noticed that Coach McKim's roster, I know our people up in admissions like that, we have 20 kids on the roster, and I was, one of the questions I was going to ask him tonight, if he was going to play any, I used to call him a JV, but I guess they call him a reserve now.
Right.
Just to make sure. It's hard to get 20 guys in a volleyball game. Though, you know, usually you play 9 or 10 with, you know, with that. So I'm anxious to talk to him about, I think it's his third year now.
Yeah.
And he's really got the program going the way he likes it.
Well, I did see they had Zach Tucker. As a freshman, he was named WAC Setter of the Week.
Yes.
As he had 139 assists, 9.93 assists per set average, and 17 blocks. So not a bad output for him. And, you know, I was looking at the roster, Fred, and looking at him as a freshman, coming in from Chesapeake, Virginia,
right,
but he's a setter, And he's 6'5", 217.
Yeah, isn't that something? You know, I was looking, one of our, I noticed on the roster, is one of the 20 was, Moratinos, our freshman starting center, is 6'7", is on the roster, and he's from Florida, so he must have a volleyball background. At the end of the year, you might slip over and help him a little bit. It's amazing when you – as one of the things we've kind of lacked over the years is tremendously skilled players, but the teams at the highest level of the NAI were bigger than us.
Right. Yeah, and you all – it's amazing. Like, you watch some of the Olympics, and, you know, these guys, 6'8", 6'9", 6'11", and just athletic is all get-out. And I know you watch that going – yeah. I want to get that guy on the basketball court.
Well, I think volleyball. I've always been such a fan of volleyball, and both women's and men's. The men's game is Coach Watkins aptly, you know, as when he coached both of them a number of years ago, he said very truly that the men's game is played in the air.
Yes.
And, I mean, you really, you don't want to sit at the end zone bleachers.
No.
That ball, and but it is kind of cool to watch their jump serves.
Yes.
It's. I mean, I try to tell people, if you ever get a chance, just come up and watch men's volleyball. It's an extremely exciting sport.
And they are just extremely athletic. You know, and as you said, especially around here, we don't get to see it as much except for the collegiate level or maybe, you know, in the Olympics when you're able to watch, you know, the guys playing, you know, We're used to, you know, coming and seeing, you know, guys that are, you know, the way the ladies play it, where it's, you know, kind of a slower paced, you know, below the net. So for the most part, you know, some of your really high powered teams, you're going to have some girls that can jump out of the gym and do some things, but. By and large, it is. It's played a lot lower in the air than what the guys do.
Right. What's really amazing, the women's game, the intricacies, and the men's game, the intricacies of their formations and blocks and all that is really fun. Even though I really don't understand it that much, but I will say that the skill of both men and women are amazing, and it's great to see these outside hitting women that come in, and you know that they're trying to block them, and they can really pound it. And but the guys, they're so far above it. Sometimes they block it with their face, you know. Right. I mean, they're so high in the air. As you just mentioned, we do not have high school volleyball as a MHSSA sport.
Right.
Though there are some club teams throughout the state. And
yep.
If you look at our roster, we have them sprinkled from all over.
Yeah, we do have. I know there's a guy from Bloomfield Hills that played at Oakland University. And that, I believe, is the only player on the roster from the state of Michigan. You know, we got a few from Ohio and some Illinois. But then, I mean, we've got Barbados, Brazil, Spain and Venezuela, so it's almost like the soccer roster when you're pulling in these international athletes.
Well, what they found early on, Coach obviously Barrington did this great. You know, when they went to these gigantic club tournaments, they, you know, it was all day deal for them because, you know, not only the women but the men, they usually are involved. And that's how they had to do much of their recruiting, obviously, is through the clubs and through word of mouth. The volleyball community, like we talked, I don't know, I forget if it was you or John week to week, but, you know, the wrestling community, our coach talked about how small it is. Well, the volleyball community is the same way.
Right.
And you know, we don't, gosh, it's amazing that the WAC, again, has eight teams in it, six traditional WAC schools and two Crossroads schools, so Mount Vernon Nazarene, I think, and Goshen.
Yep.
But years ago when we first started, we didn't really have anybody to play this side of Chicago that was an intercollegiate team. Every trip was in Chicago or west.
And I think we'd have the coach on the line.
All righty.
Coach McKim, is this you?
Hello, good evening.
Hey, yeah. Welcome in. It's Jeff Bowman along with Coach Fred Smith here, and we're talking a lot about your roster and team. Glad to have you in this evening with us, and after a very successful weekend for you last weekend.
Thank you very much for having me.
So tell us a little bit about last weekend and how that went over in Grand Rapids.
Well, we started off the season. We had two matches on Friday, and then we had two matches on Saturday. We actually opened up against kind of the crosstown rival with Adrian College, followed that up with Judson University outside Chicago, and then we played Cumberland and Olivet Nazarene on Saturday. I thought the gym was packed with a very talented team, well represented in the WAC, and then the teams that were invited in to play, the WAC schools, the Michigan schools, performed very well. And I think there's a lot of parity throughout men's volleyball in the collegiate scene, and it's pretty exciting. And all the contests were very close. So it was a great weekend, a lot of action, and we were able to come out with four wins, so pretty happy about the way we started.
Yeah, it's very interesting that you know, you travel all the way to Grand Rapids to play Adrian College.
Yeah.
But that went well, though, for you. That's a good thing.
Coach, this is Fred Smith. Can you hear me?
Hey, Coach,
yeah. Hey, if you don't, we want to talk a little bit about your WAC setter of the week, 6'5 setter. I guess that's like having a 6'5 point guard, right? But I first off, I just wanted to ask you, who are the, you know, I was mentioning when Jeff and I were talking poetically about our program that we've been above 500 the last 6 years, and you've certainly put your stamp on the program with 20 kids on the roster, but what teams are favored? Did they do a WAC preseason poll this year?
Yep.
Yeah, they released the WAC preseason poll last week. So I think the conference champion, Lourdes, is favored number one, followed by Indiana Tech. And then you have Aquinas and Siena Heights right there in the mix. But I'd say the WAC is probably more like five or six teams deep where anyone can win any given night. It's probably the most competitive WAC I've seen.
Yeah, and I'm, you know, looking at that, it looks like, you know, obviously that Lourdes and Indiana Tech, who come back being, you know, two of the top teams last year, are sitting up there. But then, as you said, you Aquinas 3, you at 4, kind of right there in the mix. And then after that, we've got the, you know, the guys that have came in to join the fray just for the volleyball with Mount Vernon Nazarene and Goshen right there, and then Cornerstone and Lawrence Tech rounding out the bottom. So basically, you know, the top four, you're saying that any one of you guys can come out and win this.
Yeah, top four, top five, I think anyone could win. Very competitive WAC.
Well, you start the WAC season – you know, coming up here right off the bat is you've got the 22nd starting right off with Indiana Tech, so you jump right into it after only these four preseason games. You jump right into WAC conference play.
Yep.
Who is your coach? I'm looking at your non-conference schedule as you coach, I believe, out in Iowa. What leagues are prevalent in the NAIA right now? I'm sure the Chicagoland has some teams, and what other leagues are out there?
Yeah, you're looking at the Heart of America Conference.
Right.
Historically, kind of been probably the most competitive conference
right. In
the country. And then the largest conference in the country is actually in the Southeast. I forget their acronym. And then you're looking at kind of new conferences emerging out west. Some of those schools had actually been part of the WAC conference when we started in the early days.
Right.
Dick Dean and Menlo and Hope. But now they're forming kind of a, you know, a Pacific California conference out there. That's going to be a very competitive conference. So I think you're looking at, you know, the WAC might be the deepest talented conference this year, followed by the Heart. And then you're probably looking out west. A few of those teams are going to be definitely ranked in the top 10 in the nation. So those are probably the top conferences this year. And then I think, you know, followed that by maybe Chicagoland and then the Southeast.
Well, tell us about your team this year and what your expectations are, your strengths, and who are some of your top performers?
Yeah, so we have a number of returners. I think you can probably start with our All-American honorable mention, libero, Jodiel. I mean, he's coming off of a stellar season last year where he set the record for digs per set. He's going to be in the libero jersey for us this year. We have fifth-year senior Alex Caravaglia, been our starting outside hitter. Kind of for the last 4 years, so he's back. He's got the extra COVID year. Then you're looking with Chevin Blades from Barbados, his first team all-conference last year in the middle. So we have him in the middle. Then he's joined by Jacob Pickett out of Indiana. He's doing a stellar job for us. He's going to be a junior. So we have some of those kind of upperclassmen leaders. And then we're joined by a transfer from Campbellsville, Ramon Matos. He's hailing from Chicago area. He's a stud, so we're really happy about him joining us this year. And then we also have a junior outside with Mark coming out of Illinois as well. And he's 6'6", and he's kind of ready to make his big debut as a starting outside for us.
You know, one of the things that Jeff and I were talking about in the early years when we first got the program going and with Coach Watkins and obviously Coach Barrington, one of the things that we lack that you seem to have is size.
Right.
And you've really worked hard to get that. I see you have a roster of 20 young men. Are you going to schedule any reserve games, or it's going to be hard to get all those guys into a match, I would assume?
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think the roster is maybe a little bloated just because of the extra COVID year. So we had some of the seniors able to stay for an extra season, and that might carry out maybe next year. And then after that, it should kind of dissipate and get back down maybe towards 18. But I mean, the idea is you want to have the two best teams in the gym and be able to practice and get six on six within your own squad. And it takes probably about 16 guys, maybe 17 guys, to do that with the amount of substitutions and specialization that takes place in the sport of volleyball. So, you know, it's a healthy roster, and certainly we'll look to try to maximize playing time and develop the players on the roster so that, you know, when they're ready, they're able to contribute at a high level. And you know, if we look to get the roster bigger, then we could start to look at reserve squad. But for now, we're focused on just the varsity roster and competing with the guys that we have.
Now, when you talk about, you know, what is a substitution in the collegiate level in NAIA with the men's? I know we've talked with Coach Barrington a little bit about, you know, the difference between some of the high school and, you know, NCAA and NAIA and you know, it's the international play as well. What's the substitution ruling for your teams?
Yeah, so at the NAIA, we have unlimited substitutions, which is a little different than the NCAA. That could be limited to say, maybe like 15 substitutions per set. Or something where on the national level, maybe, you know, 18 substitutions. So we have unlimited number of substitutions, and that allows us to maybe get a little more creative with those substitutions, where we can maybe sub someone just to block or just to serve receive. Really just maximize the strength that each player brings to our team.
Now, when you played like last weekend, was that NAIA rules, or do you have to adjust when you're playing with different teams and different venues?
Yeah, so generally the host team, whether that be NAI or NCAA, will have the rules implemented. That particular tournament was a NAIA-hosted event. It's kind of run between the WAC schools here in Michigan. So Cornerstone played host this year. They did an excellent job, and we followed the NAIA guidelines for those matches.
So, in other words, Coach, there is an NCAA Division III volleyball tournament?
There's an NCAA Division III tournament at the end of the year, you're saying?
Like, yeah, it used to be it was pretty much just one, and they were trying to strengthen. Do they have a Division II, Division III, or just what do they have in the NCAA?
Yeah, so currently there's been, I'd say, an explosion of, say, Division III schools.
Wow.
That have added men's volleyball. So they currently now have a championship. Division I and Division II merged together.
Yes, okay.
And they have a joint championship.
So when we play Adrian at our place, we play by NAIA rules. When you play them over there, I see we play them later in the year, we go by the NCAA rules.
That's right.
Gotcha.
Well, that's interesting. I know years past, it was like that kind of in wrestling. They had the D1. D2 was not really, it was more of a club, and that, and D3 had their own. So interesting that they kind of wrapped the one and two together with that. But, Coach, I pulled up the NAIA preseason top 15 just while we were talking, and you're talking about the strength of the WAC, and, you know, preseason rankings, we've got, Lord sitting at 5, Indiana Tech at 9. Then receiving votes, you've got Aquinas and yourself. So there is some, when you look at, there's 15 and then probably 10 more at the bottom. You've got, right there, 4 of you right at the top.
Yep. So, yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised as the season goes on that Aquinas and us creep up there.
Coach, to qualify for national tournament, is it the regular season or tournament? Do you have a tournament? Is it a tournament winner that gets the automatic bid? Or?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah, any conference that has 6 schools or more will get an automatic bid for their conference tournament champion. And then I believe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So there are 8 conferences that meet that qualification. So you have 8 automatic bids, plus the Mid-South has an extra one because they actually go past 12, so they get 2 bids. So you're looking at 9 automatic bids for the conference champions for each respective tournament. And then there's going to be 3 at-large bids.
Right, right. So in the WAC, is it an 8-team tournament, or do they break it down to the top 4? How do they do that?
Yeah, last year it was broken down to the top 4.
Wow, that's pretty competitive.
We're going to have to compete to qualify, and then obviously we want to do well in that tournament.
Now, is that at the highest seeds venue, or is that predetermined into the season?
Currently, it's the best record in the WAC. We'll host the conference tournament.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm looking at on this Grand View out of Iowa was ranked number 1 and shows a record from last year at 26-0. Looks like a pretty good school.
Yeah.
Yeah, and actually, it's interesting too because you talked about the different levels, and I mean, there's Iowa, Arizona, California, then Missouri and Ohio, North Dakota. California, Missouri, Illinois, Kentucky. So it is a pretty diverse of schools from around the country.
It seems like the sport is some of the sports that we've talked about, lacrosse, cheer, dance, a lot of them. Men's volleyball is really growing. Has it been easier for you to recruit? I know you've had some experience when you were earlier at Siena and when you were a head coach in Iowa, but does recruiting seem to be a little easier now because of those opportunities?
I think I think colleges have maybe gotten ahead of the kind of organic high school club growth. So I think recruiting's gotten a little more competitive. Having said that, we are starting to see an emergence here in Michigan of boys participating in volleyball. There are now a couple of clubs, say maybe one or two out of the Detroit suburb area, and then kind of one or two out by the Grand Rapids area. And then you see a number of kind of private schools adding boys volleyball. And it's not sanctioned yet, but they're starting to compete and add boys volleyball. And they're starting to have matches and kind of a quasi non-sanctioned championship. So we're starting to see some growth here in Michigan, and some of those guys are starting to reach out to the school. And it's probably not going to be long before we're able to get some kind of homegrown volleyball players here at the school. So that's kind of the changing landscape with respect to recruiting.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. I see you just have Brendan Down that went to is from Bloomfield Hills. You know, the only Michigan player currently on the roster, and that was my next question, was how is the growth in high school? Is it something that is being talked about? Is adding? You know, because I know the big thing, you know, with anything is respect for Title IX. So you really have to watch what you add, men's or women's, just so you're making sure that you have it on either side.
Sure.
You know, Coach, you know, when I coached basketball at Siena, again, we might have had maybe just a couple players outside, a few Ohio guys. And here you are running a squad at Siena Heights with one Michigan young man. That is amazing. And I take my hat off to you and Coach Barrington to what you've done with this program, because as I mentioned earlier, you know, we've been above 500 the last 6 years. So Siena Heights is becoming a much respected name in volleyball. Have you seen that as you've kind of done your traveling recruiting? Have you seen that respect come to you a little bit?
Yeah, I think you have kind of this emerging reputation here that we're competing not just kind of regionally, but nationally. And club coaches are taking notice of that. And I think the reputation of, like, we treat our athletes, our student athletes, well. Not only do they have an exceptional competitive experience, but they have an exceptional player kind of student experience here at Siena. And the word's getting out, and our athletes are talking to the younger athletes, and so you kind of get some follow-up there. And then our transfers transfer in, and they enjoy the school, and they start talking to other players, and so we get some more transfers, and so it's all good.
And I noticed, too, with the international players on the roster, you know, we've talked with Drew with the soccer side about some of the recruiting going on down there, and that it's nice to have a little pipeline. Is that how you've gotten some of your international players as well, just having some knowledge or some contacts in, you know, South America?
Yeah, I think we're starting to see maybe a foundation for that. We were able to get some international students here, and I think just seeing other international students is a good signal to future international students. They kind of, I mean, that's a question that's brought up pretty frequently when you're talking to a student athlete from outside the country. It's like, hey, how many other international students do you have? So they kind of look for that signal, and they see, okay, you have three or four international students. That means, you know, it must be pretty receptive there for international students, and that makes them more comfortable. And if they're from the same country or they speak the same language, I think that even helps even more. And you can bring those students in and have them kind of be good representation of the experience here, and they can speak on behalf of the program. And that just brings more validity to that recruiting pitch that you give.
Right, right. And you're listening to Chris McKim, the men's volleyball coach at Siena Heights University, here on Saints Sports Weekly, brought to you by Siena Heights University, and also Magic Fountain Auto Wash and Mini Storage. And, Coach, I know we're trying to catch up with you about some other guests tonight. So do you have some at the office there, or we got to get a hold of a couple of them for us?
Yeah, I can. I have a couple guys here outside the office kind of waiting.
Perfect.
Kind of first up, I was gonna introduce you guys to Zach Tucker, allow him to speak, bring in the freshman setter, introduce you to him, and he could maybe talk about the freshman experience and kind of what he's been through so far this year, and obviously speak about the success that we've had this past weekend.
That'll be perfect. And who's the other guest, just so I can get his name on here so I'm not goofing it up?
So the other student that we're going to bring in is going to be Jacob Pickett.
Okay.
So we're going to probably bring him in second.
All right, perfect. Well, let's we're going to take a quick time out, and then we can bring Zach in. But, again, I appreciate having you on tonight and able to talk a little bit about your program and, you know, hopefully more success with that. And I know it's probably not the only time we're talking this year. So, you know, good luck with that. And, you know, again, continued success. And I want to see you up there top of the WAC.
Thank you. We appreciate it. And I look forward to speaking to you later on in the season. And hopefully we have some more good things to talk about.
All right, perfect. Well, we're going to take a time out here on Saints Sports Weekly. And we'll come back with the setter of the week for the WAC, freshman Zach Tucker, right here on Saints Sports Weekly, right here, 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Is space becoming a problem for you? Do you have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple-sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about. Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Hey, welcome back to 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com, Saints Sports Weekly here, brought to you by Siena Heights University and Magic Fountain Mini Storage and Auto Wash. Talking a little Siena Heights volleyball tonight. And then right after we get done, top of the hour, we're going to try to get out quickly to John Kane as he's got some high school girls basketball tonight with Lenawee Christian and Onset girls playing tonight. But it is now time to bring in a guy that just started his Siena Heights career off with a bang. Freshman Zach Tucker was just named the setter of the week in the WAC. And Zach, welcome into Saints Sports Weekly, and way to kind of show yourself quickly here for Siena Heights University.
Thank you.
Well, a good weekend again, making the WAC setter of the week, and the four-game weekend for you, good competition to get some action in here for you as a freshman and kind of get your feet wet into collegiate volleyball.
It was pretty good. It's definitely a lot more competitive than high school, and just atmosphere and just all around, like, good teammates and just a lot of fun. Finally got into the volleyball season after a long fall semester, so. I know I'm excited. I know the guys are excited for a great season.
Yeah, I'll bet so. Again, so I'm Jeff Bowman. We got Coach Fred Smith, Coach, former athletic director, and I know his name's on the court out there. So, now you can know who you're talking to.
You gotta be nice to me.
He's got his name out there, so you got to be nice to him. But, one of the things we're always asking some of the young guys, too, and I know is, how did you end up from Chesapeake, Virginia, making your way up here to Adrian, Michigan at Siena Heights University?
My father actually lives in Ida, Michigan, about 30 minutes from campus, and really saw his opportunity to be around him more often because he's been up here for about 8 years now. So really saw his opportunity to be around my father, and my family lives in Toledo, to really be around them more and really get to know my family a little bit better, and really just, I like the school. I like the small campus. You kind of get to know everybody, and just really like the place. So,
and what size of high school did you come from? And I mean, I see Oscar Smith High in Chesapeake. Was that a fairly good sized high school?
Yeah, it's a very big, very big high school. I think my high school probably has about 200 more kids than Siena does.
Wow!
So we're pretty big.
So the good news is that you were prepared for the weather then, given that you've probably been up here a little bit before. You're used to the winter, or has that been an adjustment for you too?
That's definitely way colder than Virginia. I have bought a couple more winter coats to layer it up on some days, but it's nice. You don't see snow too often down in Virginia, so it's nice to have decent snow up here.
One other thing, Zach, I want to ask. Educationally, have you declared a major at Siena yet?
Yes, sir. I'm a criminal justice major.
Oh, that's great. Good. So, did you have a good first semester?
Yep. first semester went pretty smoothly. Just kind of really getting into the swing of things and adjusting from high school to college, and really got to hit the books hard. It was really a big learning step in life, kind of saying you're all by yourself, and you got to really have to. Mom and dad isn't there to come pick you up or help you out. You got to do it yourself. So it's really become an adult. It's really about your first stage of adulting.
There you go. Now, we talked with Coach a little bit earlier, and he talked about some of the programs in Michigan getting some club teams and things, and that they've reached out to him a little bit. Was it you kind of contacting Sienna, knowing with the family in the area, were you out looking for a place to play closer, or did they reach out to you first and you thought this was a good fit?
They actually reached out to me. Coach Barrington reached out to me when she was running both programs here, and never heard of Sienna. I told my dad, I asked him if he knew where Sienna Heights was. He goes, yeah, it's right down the road. And it actually worked out great. Came up and visited, really liked it, and ended up coming here. It was after I visited my number one school on the list.
That's perfect.
Hey, this is Coach Smith again. Zach, you're listed at 6'5". Is that seems big or tall for a center. Have you always been a center?
I used to be in middle when I was about 5'10", when I was 15, 16. And then I switched clubs down in Virginia and was there for one tryout and immediately got switched to a setter. So I've only been setting for about 3 years now, and it's definitely, I feel like, the hardest position on the court. I mean, you got to put a ball where someone can go jump as high as they can and go hit it. And it's not easy. And you got to run the court. So, I mean, kind of like quarterback, you got to know what's going on at all times.
And it seems, too, watching at the international level and that, and, with the guys, putting it in the right spot, but also there's a lot of deking going on. They're going to want to set it up like you're going one way, and you got to come back the other side with it. So to throw the defense off. So it's not just kind of having to put it in place, but you're almost like no looking and having to make precision passes that are really not a normal pass.
Yeah, you can't really look where you're putting the ball. You got to watch the ball at all times and then just trust your finish. Really, just trust that. You got to go back to your roots and just trust that that you can trust your body where to put the ball.
So talk about your team a little bit, Zach. How, first off, the adjustment from high school to college was certainly a little bit more higher pace, but tell us about your team a little bit and who are some of the guys you're setting?
We said some of the guys in setting?
No, that you are setting too.
Okay. So the team's great. I mean, everyone loves each other. It's a really good brotherhood that we all got. We all hang out all the time. I think everyone's with someone on the volleyball team at all times. And some of the guys that I really like to set. I got Ramon Matos, right side transfer from Tampasville. He's just an absolute machine. I mean, dude, guy jumps out of the gym and. He's really just a go-to guy when things are chaotic. And then got 6'7", our outside hitter, Mark Arsenault, another just machine. And, I just trust that guy just to put a ball down when you really need it and the scores are tight. So
it's nice that you're kind of, already getting kind of familiar and knowing who your go-tos are. That's always tough trying to find that camaraderie with the roster, but it seems like that this is a pretty tight roster already.
Yep.
Well, again, appreciate you coming in and had a great weekend last weekend. And, I know you're jumping right into WAC play, and it sounds like it's going to be a pretty tough conference schedule. And it's going to be hopefully a great year for you guys.
Yeah, it's definitely. We got to come ready to play every game, and I think the guys are prepared for that. And I know the guys want it, and we're an old squad. But the guys really want a championship this year. So I know we're going to try our best and just play our best every game.
Well, I really look forward to come up and watch you, and best of luck, and thanks for coming in tonight.
Thank you guys for having me.
All right, well, we're going to take a quick time out, and we're going to come back and talk with Jacob Pickett a little bit more about the Siena Heights men's volleyball program right here on St. Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.
Is space becoming a problem for you? You have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Concerned about unpredictable rising college tuition costs? Siena Heights University is taking a bold step to remain affordable. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. A Catholic university located in Adrian, Michigan, Siena Heights also offers scholarships in academics, athletics, and the arts. Find out what the Siena Tuition Advantage is all about today by visiting siennaheights.edu. That's the Siena Effect.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
And welcome back to St. Sports Weekly. Jeff Bowman, Coach Fred Smith with you here, talking some volleyball. Again, St. Sports Weekly brought to you by Siena Heights University and also Magic Fountain Mini Storage and Auto Wash. And now it's time to bring in another special guest, Jacob Pickett. And Jacob comes from Carmel, Indiana, and a member of the Siena Heights Saints men's volleyball team. And Jacob, good to have you in with us today.
Thank you, guys.
So another, you know, we talked with both Coach and Zach at a nice weekend of volleyball in Grand Rapids. And how did you do out there personally?
Personally, I think I did pretty good. Overall, our team did great, very loud on the court and the bench, and we played very well together.
Well, that's one thing Coach was just talking about, how the bench really gets into the match as well, and so it's nice to see how, you know, everybody's pulling for everybody else, and you know, as Coach said, with unlimited substitution, you get a lot of guys in and out, and that's got to make it fun to kind of always be stay ready to be called on.
Yeah.
So you're a middle blocker from Carmel, Indiana. How did you end up at Siena Heights and coming in from Indiana?
So Coach Barrington, our old coach, actually ran a camp in Carmel, Indiana, and I went and participated in that. And she really liked what she saw, and I started talking to her. And I came and visited here twice, and that's how I fell in love with Siena Heights.
Now, did you have high school volleyball, or were you playing club, or both?
I was playing both.
Okay. So how do you have many teammates that went on to play the collegiate level as well?
From high school, not many, but from club volleyball, I had a few guys that played.
Okay. So what are you studying here at Siena?
I'm studying exercise science.
Exercise science, a fairly new major and a good one. Jacob, so is this your third year at Siena?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I wasn't sure. And this is just a silly question, but where's Carmel, Indiana?
It's like 30 minutes from Indianapolis.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, beautiful. Tell us about the team has high aspirations. Tell us what you think the strengths of your team are this year.
Our strengths are the depth of our team, our coaching staff, how well our team fights together and plays together, and then the competitiveness of practices. Like each play, we fight for the ball, and then how much we work together really helps out.
Who would you say is the Saints' biggest rival within the league?
I'd probably say Indiana Tech.
Wow. And that's right up your alley. I know it used to be Lourdes years ago, you know, being only 25 miles away. So Indiana Tech, and they were pretty new since I've been there, but that's good to hear.
Now, Coach was talking about, some really good players down here as well that come up, and especially when you get a transfer in like Matos. Is that kind of fun to watch some of these special players?
Yeah, it's really fun to play with them and watch them from the sideline and just see how much they improve and how much they connect with our team so quickly.
You know, and the other thing, you know, talking about this and some of your teammates, and we just got done talking with Zach, but, you know, coming in as a freshman and doing what he did as setter, having to be kind of the quarterback on the floor and being able to control things, that seems like he was able to do that very well. Is that something that did that surprise you to have a freshman be able to come in and play that well?
No, it did not surprise me. The first time I saw him, I knew it. I knew he was going to be our setter, and I was so happy to see him come here. And I'm glad he's our starting setter because he filled the shoes very well.
Yeah, and at 6'5", that's got to be, you look at the international side where everybody's so huge, but, you know, you probably do not see a ton of 6'5", setters at the NAIA level.
Yeah, most setters are very short, but I'm glad we got the height on your team. It helps out a lot.
Well, you can do so many other things. I mean, after you set, if you're trying to block or do whatever, it's nice to be able to have the flexibility of a player like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I see you got Indiana Tech coming up on the 22nd. Is that at Siena? Is that in the field house? Or is that going to be down there?
Yeah, that's at Siena Heights.
Oh, good. I'm going to circle that date right now. You're probably looking forward to that one.
Yeah.
Now, do you know any of the guys on that team from Indiana?
Yeah.
Okay.
One of the guys actually played at my old club, so it's pretty much a rival, or at least in my part.
Right, right. Did you have to go to Indy to find a club team, or did you have one near you?
I had to go to Indianapolis. It's like 30 minutes away, so I played there for club.
Yeah, that's nice to be able to have that option. I know, again, we talked with Coach about, you know, hopefully getting more and more in the state of Michigan, and it'd be nice to see, you know, some high school athletes get a chance in Michigan to play volleyball in high school level.
Yeah.
And that's one of the great things about Indiana. My grandson, his freshman year, played. He's up by Valparaiso, played some volleyball. I mean, quite a combination, volleyball wrestler, you know, and runner. But it's kind of neat that they have it, high school volleyball. And I know it's awfully big in Chicago, too. So you guys, I was just commenting to Coach about we only have one real Michigan native on the team. You guys are kind of the melting pot of the athletic program of guys from all over. So you guys, Zach said you guys really get along well. Are you one of the leaders now since you've been there for 3 years?
I would say so. It's just where you all hang out with each other all the time. We're so close to each other, and I just feel like I can help lead with other guys as well as the seniors.
Well, again, we got to get out of here because we've got a basketball game to go to. But again, we appreciate your time. And I know, again, coming up, you know, Indiana Tech right off the bat, one of the better ones. And then you've got Lourdes on February 1st and then Aquinas on the 9th. So it's got a pretty tough schedule coming up here very quickly.
Yeah, I'm looking very forward to it.
Well, listen, best of luck to you, and we look forward to watching you play and maybe having on the program later in the year.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you very much. Once again, that was Jacob Pickett. I want to thank Jacob Pickett along with Zach Tucker and head coach Chris McKim. Thank you very much. Able to talk some Siena Heights volleyball here with us tonight. And Coach, I want to get out there and watch them, too. It's a fun sport to watch.
Right, and the 22nd is a Sunday, so, you know, that kind of fits in good with our schedule, so looking forward to it.
That it does. All right, well, hey, we're going to get out of here. I'm gonna pot the mic down here for Coach and see if we've got John on the other
I'm
line.
I'm here.
You're there? All right,
I'm
John.
Here. I'm here. I'm ready to go.
All right.